Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. But if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's really good to have you along again. Every profession needs its heroes. The people who have the courage to challenge convention, drive outstanding achievement, and give the discipline a noble name. In this episode, we'll be speaking in depth to one such hero, learn about what they do, how they've got here, and a bit about what's made them who they are today. I'm delighted to be joined today by the Managing Director of Achieve B2B Marketing, Doug Marshall. Doug, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here today with you.
It's great to have you on. And I kind of I'm always wanting to describe, because we're recording this over Zoom, so I can see you and the environment in which you're working. You'll have to tell our listeners, though, where do we find you today?
I'm at my home in Bromley in Kent. Very sunny day here in Bromley today.
Wow, it's clearly very far away from where I'm recording there, where it's grey, overcast, and a bit miserable. So clearly Kent is doing it as well today. Is this your kind of usual workplace, or are you more frequently client side?
Yeah, so I'm normally working from home, although I love getting out and about, meeting clients now more and more in London face-to-face, which is obviously good. I think it's Zoom's got its place, but it's great getting out there now and actually meeting people and having conversations with them in person.
So much. So let's start with the basics. So what is Achieve B2B Marketing then?
Okay, so Achieve B2B Marketing is a marketing consultant primarily for learning and information companies, but I do general B2B marketing as well. So my clients are training companies, information companies, working with a big translation company at the moment. It's all about helping them be successful.
And what, because that's a very, very broad remit, so I'm presuming within that big remit there are things in there that you, Doug Marshall, really, really enjoy, and then there are some bits that you think, oh my goodness, I'm not really sure I'm getting out of bed for this. So kind of help us through the way that you approach that breadth of work.
Okay, so I do provide a range of different services, so that can be anything from commercial strategy to more tactical things like copywriting and helping people manage their marketing campaigns. It tends to be sort of, for example, with tactical, it could be that I just start working with them on some copywriting. But I do find with companies, when I start to work with them tactically, by asking really good questions about what their challenges are, how they want to be more successful, that often leads to a more long-term commercial strategy role. So I enjoy both sides of things. And we're going to be talking a bit later and about long-term and short-term things and how you can actually make sure you do both successfully.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's quite interesting you talk about that, because you also referenced earlier the difference in the in meeting clients face-to-face versus kind of over the phone or over video calls. And I'm guessing those sorts of challenging type questions that you're asking are probably best done face-to-face.
I think we've adapted over the last 18 months, and I certainly think you can do that via Zoom, but there's nothing like meeting face to face. It was great, wasn't it, in that first BMC meeting we had in London, the first one face to face. It was joyous.
Back in September, so this was just this was kind of one of the first events post lockdown, wasn't it?
It was just after we came out of lockdown, and it was great to be sort of back with people face to face. So I've certainly think it is. There's advantages of meeting people face to face. I don't know about you, but sort of, you know, coming out of all of this, sometimes you meet someone and you don't realize how tall they are. And so it's quite, you have to make sure you're sort of adapting.
I find everybody is taller than I'd somehow envisaged on Teams or on Zoom. I think my own short height has given me a kind of, over the period of lockdown, I've kind of been building up this complex of, actually, they're only as small as I am, and then when I see them in real life and they're really tall, I think, oh, maybe not.
It is funny, isn't it, when you meet people face to face and they're not quite how you imagine them.
Definitely. So achieve B2B then.
Yes.
Tell us how you got to the point of being MD there. What have been the kind of key steps on your marketing journey? And specifically, Doug, I'm kind of interested in looking at this through the lens of what our listeners might be able to relate to and emulate themselves.
Yeah. Well, I've got, you know, fairly long career in marketing and done quite a few different things. I've been very fortunate to have a fairly varied career. I didn't, like most people, I guess, I didn't sort of leave education thinking I want to be a B2B marketer. I was working for a company actually as an editor of some directories, and a marketing role came up. And one thing I think all marketers should strive to be is curious. So I was curious to find out more about this role. And I realized in that first marketing role that I enjoy so much about B2B marketing. I enjoy the commercial side of things, about hitting targets, competing with other businesses, launching products that people really wanted, getting to understand customers. I really enjoyed the creativity of marketing, of being really good creative communicators. So, you know, I really got the bug in that first marketing is that role. And I also think as marketers, we should be sort of ambitious. And so I was looking for my next more senior role, ended up working for, do you remember Brad, Dave, the media Bible? So if you're in advertising, Brad was the...
thinking this dates us both. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can pretend. Yeah. Anyway, so I was a marketing manager for that and really enjoyed that. And it was going through digital transformation. And I really enjoyed sort of taking it through the early stages of having an online product. And from then I moved to a company actually as a publishing director, again, trying to get a more senior role again. And what I've done in all of my roles, whether it's been purely marketing or more general business leadership, is use those really good lessons you learned early on in your days of marketing. Things like being close to customers, you know, anticipating customers' needs. So I moved into a business that was actually a music information catalog business, very much print. Again, I'm gonna date myself here by saying, if you remember when you used to go to a record store and you used to ask for you order a record, they would get out this thumping big book, leaf through it, and then order it for you. Well, that big book was something that was in the portfolio of products that I was managing, called Music Master. And I sat down with a few people, said, let's go through who our customers are. Let's get to know our customers. And they said, well, we've actually got a couple of online customers. And I said, oh, who are they? And this was kind of early on in the dot-com boom. And one of them happened to be a company called Amazon. I thought, that's interesting. And anyway, so I really made sure we were talking to these customers, finding out what they wanted. And over a number of years, we turned this Music Master big red book into a company that was the leading provider of entertainment content to European e-commerce providers. we turned it from a book into an information service that was providing cover images, audio clips, reviews, biographies. We moved into video, DVD information and games. And again, the thing was to remain close to our customers, to know what they wanted. And when we were promoting what we were doing, we knew it was what customers wanted. So in terms of sort of things that people should emulate, one thing I would say is really being close to your customers. I then went on to be group head of marketing at Wilmington, and that was sort of looking after 14 marketing teams all around the world. And what I learned from that was the importance of communicating with internal stakeholders. When you're sort of managing teams all around the world, it was very much a portfolio company. You have to know what's going on within the organization. You have to make sure that different stakeholders, whether it's CFO, whether it's sales directors, they understand what marketing is all about, and you're able to make sure they understand what the role of marketing is. So again, I would say in terms of something that people can emulate, it's making sure they're building really good internal relationships around the company, and then make sure everyone from the CEO downwards really understands the importance of marketing and really what marketing is all about. You know, sometimes marketers fall into that trap of being just about promotion, and it's important that the company understands all the different tasks and roles and responsibilities that marketing should have. When I left Wilmington, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. There was Brexit, there was COVID, there was the worst recession in 300 years. People started phoning me up saying, we'd really like you to help us with this project. And I got a few phone calls like that. And in the end of last year, I decided, yeah, this is what I really enjoy. I really enjoy working with different companies, helping them look at different challenges, and again, using marketing principles to help them be more successful. So what I'm doing now is enjoying those, working with different companies, being a marketing consultant.
And so you kind of you talk about business marketing principles there. I'd love to drill down to understand, you know, what a principle can mean lots of different things to different people. Yeah. But what, give me an example of a business marketing principle that Doug Marshall holds dear.
Okay. Well, one I would definitely say is to understand customers. And I mean that in a very practical sense. I think it's easy as a marketer to get a bit distant from customers. You know, you're not always talking to customers, sales people, customer success people. You know, they're often day to day talking to customers. And I think it's important as a marketer that you just literally have conversations with customers to really know what their problems are, because I think that makes you a much more credible marketer. If you're talking to a salesperson and you've said, I recently had this conversation with X customer, I just think it makes you more of a credible figure and more in touch with what's actually going on in the marketplace. So that's one principle I would definitely say is a good principle to keep to.
So a principle in your mind is a kind of, it's almost like a rule, isn't it?
Yeah.
A way of thinking about the marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you say those principles have evolved then? So I guess what's the latest or the newest kind of thing that's going on in the world of your business marketing principles?
To understand customers, you mean?
Yeah.
I think there's, again, I mean, I would say you could look at it, this as something which is becoming quite technical. On the other hand, it's not at all. You know, literally you can pick up the phone to a customer, or maybe it's a Zoom call now, and just have good conversation with customers. There are other ways in which I think you can keep in close contact with what's happening in customers. I'm using a really cool app at the moment, it's called Score App. And what that enables you to do is actually do personalized surveys to prospects where they come, they answer a few questions, and you get really good intelligence on them. And in return, they get a personalized report on how to improve something. It could be a marketing campaign, but it could also kind of be anything. So I think the way that kind of surveys are developing is kind of really interesting. And also, I would say, you know, companies are doing things like webinars now, which enable a lot more interactive communication with customers. So, you know, if you're doing a really good webinar, you're making sure that customers are involved in that webinar. Maybe they might be a guest, maybe it just might be ensuring that you have really good QAs in that webinar that customers can be really involved in. So those would be two examples, I would say, of the way that things are evolving.
And let's spin that into a kind of crystal ball future. Mm-hmm. Where does that go next? Mm-hmm. And I guess in that route, what are the things that we as business marketers should look out for? What are the sort of hurdles that we're going to need to avoid?
Mm-hmm. I think, video content is obviously something that's becoming a lot more popular. Using short video content, for example, on social media, doing really good webinars. And I think one trend that I'm seeing, which I think is going to continue, is ways in which marketers can use video more effectively going forward. And I think as the technology supports marketers, it can make sure we can actually provide more entertaining content, more interactive content, and actually just more professional content. I've been using StreamYard to do LinkedIn Live presentations, and they're actually quite good fun to use in that, you know, you can get little banners up and you can bring in, if someone's got a question, you can bring them onto the little panel. So it's like almost having your own little mini TV show. Really enjoyed doing that. And again, that's, you know, it's making sure it's more interactive, it's involving customers. So I think using video a bit, you know, more professionally, making sure it's really getting interaction with customers, I see that as a trend going forward.
And can I pick you up on the hurdles bit there? Are there kind of concerns that you have about the way that is trending that we need to look out for?
Well, I mean, it's quite interesting. As I said, one of the markets that I look after is the learning and training market. And it was training is actually one of those sectors that's been not an early adopter of digital technologies, and the pandemic has certainly accelerated the way that training has used digital technologies to do more interesting learning experiences. And what I found was when some companies were starting to do digital training, actually they weren't thinking about using the medium itself properly. So they would have someone just staring at a camera with a PowerPoint behind them, and it got very boring just listening to someone talking at a camera for an hour. So I think as people are using these technologies, they've got to think about actually how engaging these videos are, and that requires a skill. If you've ever seen, I think it's Mark Bornstein doing On24 webinars, you know, the way that he engages the viewer, you feel it, you know, you're with him. So I think you've got to be careful to use really good talent to make sure they can present in such a way that they can engage the viewer. It's very easy to make them pretty boring.
So I'm going to put you on the spot with a very kind of theoretical scenario now, Doug. So imagine that you've had to take a ship out to visit a client. The ship strands you inadvertently on a desert island.
Yes.
But luckily, on that desert island, you also have with you your favorite business marketing book,
okay,
or website or model? You know, what are the chances? What would that be, and why?
Do you know, I've over the pandemic, I've had the opportunity to read a lot of really good books. So it's difficult actually getting it down to one. I've loved reading Boring to Brave by Mark Tuke, who is written some great examples of really creative marketing, using lessons from B2C, using things like emotion in the way we do B2B marketing. So I've really enjoyed reading that. There's a great anecdote about Zendesk, who found out in search results that other companies were optimizing Zendesk alternative. So they came up with this fantastically creative campaign of they basically did a video of this fictitious band called the Zendesk alternative. It's great, you know, but for the person listening, do Google it because it's so funny, and they got brilliant results, and they then dominated Zendesk alternative as a keyword result in Google. So that's a really good one. Another one I've really enjoyed is Rory Sutherland, The Surprising Power of Ideas That Don't Make Sense, and that's just brilliant about really better understanding human behavior, and also thinking a bit more creatively about the solutions you find to problems. You know, he comes up with examples about, you know, train companies should think less about making trains quicker and actually think more about the experience of being on a train, for example, having just really good Wi-Fi. So that's a really good book. The one I'm going to say, though, that I would just definitely take is Good to Great by Jim Collins, which is a really good book that's really actually helped me think about how to overcome these performance barriers that some companies have had. And there's a great section which he talks about what he calls the hedgehog concept, which is really about how you can make sure you're really focused. The reason why he mentions hedgehogs, by the way, is because he says they've got this one great skill which they're brilliant at, which is rolling up into a ball. You know, it's really hard to eat a hedgehog because they've got this one great skill, and that's why they've been survivors over the millennium. And he talks about kind of these three circles that make you a good hedgehog concept, which is, one is, you know, what are you really passionate about? Secondly, what can you be the best in the world at? And third, what drives your economic engine? So when I'm doing sort of commercial and marketing strategy for companies, I'm thinking about that. You know, how can you, you know, what are you passionate about as a company? Because if you're not passionate about something, it's difficult to be a really good leader in it. What can you be the best in the world at? You know, what products, what marketing skills do you have that can make you be really good in this particular sector? And also, what drives your economic engine? One thing I found about companies that are successful is they're usually in lucrative markets. You know, it's difficult to be really successful in markets where there's not a lot of money going around. So it's important to think about, you know, where your economic engine is coming from. So that's why there's lots of really good examples in that book of companies that have maybe they've been doing well, but then they become really successful. So Jim Collins' Good to Great would be my. I'm lying on a beach reading Good to Great.
Your desert island marketing book.
Absolutely. Hopefully I'm sipping Malibu or something as well on my desert island.
I'm sure that's allowed. If people are listening today have been kind of a bit intrigued about Achieve B2B Marketing, Doug, how can they find out more?
They can find me at www.achievebtobmarketing.com. I'm on Twitter, Achieve B2B, and you can find me on LinkedIn as well.
Doug Marshall, it's great talking to you today. Thanks very much.
Fantastic. Thanks, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Doug Marshall. And thanks to our technical man from Through the Eye, Andrew Gratian. Most of all, though, thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk. I hope to see you again. Thanks for listening.